The following is an exclusive presentation of the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
It's time for Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, live from Brady's in downtown Hammond on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by North Shore Media Group. Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo is brought to you by Brady's in downtown Hammond, Boning Supermarkets, Rindy's Quick Stop, the Bill Hood Import Corner, Bloomberg & Associates, Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker, Miele Printing, Supreme Toyota, Creighton Townsend Homes, Tangipahoa Parish President Robbie Miller, Apocalypse Sports, Slint Hearing and Balance Center, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, Allstate Agent Colby McCurdy, and Supreme Toyota. And now, live from Brady's in downtown Hammond, here's Alan Waddell.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome in. This is Inside Southeastern Football, head coach Frank Selfo, as we're talking Lion football with you till 8 o'clock here tonight. Lions coming off of their second consecutive victory as they beat the brakes off of Mississippi Valley State this past Saturday night, 56-3 in the friendly confines of Strawberry Stadium. And what an impressive performance by our Lions. Mississippi Valley State's only 164 yards, only 9 first downs, while offensively Southeastern put up 457 yards of offense, also caused a couple of turnovers on defense, and even returned a punt for a touchdown. Offensively, the Lions were led by Jalen DiMaggio, had arguably his best game as a Lion, 82 yards receiving and 3 big touchdowns for the wide receiver out of Lafayette, Louisiana, out of Como High School, had a fantastic game. And how about DeKai Joseph, a sophomore wide receiver with a 70-yard punt return? Certainly exciting to see that right there in Strawberry Stadium. Lions will wrap up their non-conference slate this week as they take the ride over to Baton Rouge to take on LSU this Saturday night at 6:55. We're going to be with you till 8. We've got a ton to cover here tonight. We're so glad you're with us tonight on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network. Let's take a break. When I come back, I'll be joined by the head football coach of your Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, presented by Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
Rindy's Quick Stop Kitchen is a proud supporter of Southeastern Athletics and is located across from Southeastern Louisiana University at 306 West University Avenue. Rindy's Kitchen offers Louisiana favorites such as po' boys, fried chicken, and more. Rindy's Kitchen, open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 a.m. to midnight Saturday and Sunday. Give Rindy's Quick Stop Kitchen a call at 985-543-6954. Rindy's Quick Stop Kitchen, proud supporter of Southeastern Athletics. Line up.
Hey, tailgaters, want to be MVP of game day? Head over to Boning's Markets to stock up on chips, dips, and all your favorite munchies. Fire up the grill with barbecue essentials or grab a sandwich tray from the deli for a quick win. Need dessert? Cookies and cakes from the bakery are always a crowd pleaser. And for drinks, beer, wine, and specialty liquors, they've got those too. Stop by one of their 4 convenient locations today. Petico, Ponchatoula, Robert, and Laranger. Visit boningsmarkets.com. Or follow them on Facebook for all the specials.
It's kickoff time at Bill Hood Hyundai, and we're bringing unbeatable deals all season long. I'm Scott Navarra at Bill Hood Hyundai. Football season means we've got championship deals on every car in stock. Come see the all-new 26 Hyundai Palisade, or take advantage of 0% financing on all remaining Palisades and Santa Fe's. So don't fumble the savings. Rush into Bill Hood Hyundai today, or visit us online at BillHoodHyundai.com. It's good!
Life is unpredictable, so when the unexpected happens, you need more than just an insurance policy. You need a trusted agent by your side, guiding you through the claims process. That's exactly what you'll find at Bloomberg & Associates, where they believe in building lasting relationships with their clients. You'll work with the same agent and dedicated customer service representative, giving you peace of mind when it matters most. Why wait? Visit them today at 1180 Highway 51 in Ponchatoula.
All right, welcome back inside of Brady's here in downtown Hammond. This is Inside Southeastern Football with head coach Frank Selfo. I'm Alan Waddell. Thank you so much for joining us. Southeastern coming off of a 56-3 victory over Mississippi Valley State, moved their record to 2-1 on the season. That's 2 weeks in a row the Lions pick up a victory. At this time, we're going to welcome to the show the head football coach of your Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo. Coach, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you, Alan. Man, it feels good. Thanks to everybody here. And look, Saturday night was awesome, man. We had so many I saw a lot of you guys out there, but we had so many people in Strawberry Stadium, at the Lion Walk, tailgating areas, and then going inside. And it does make a difference. You know, you get on the road and you travel. We had a two-night stay, getting up to Kentucky, getting home that late or that early on Sunday morning, and then doing it all over again. And it's tough on the players. You know, coaches, we kind of been doing this, but it's a little bit harder on them. But you should have seen it when they got to the locker, after walking through and then getting into the locker room, there was so much energy. And we were like, hey, just take a deep breath. We got a little while before the game. And it makes a difference, you know, everything that people don't understand that. We got a loyal fan base. It's growing. It's getting cool to be a Southeastern Lion again, right? It's getting cool again. I'm not saying it's not cool, but and you talked about it today. Tulane had they're undefeated and they had a packed house. LSU is undefeated and had a packed house. And they both played at the same time as us, and we had a great crowd out there. So something's happening, right? Something's happening right here in Hammond, America. So get on board, man. It's fun. We're having a good time with it.
Absolutely. Lions win on Saturday night, 56-3, over Mississippi Valley State. And just the way the schedule laid out, Coach, the first 2 weeks on the road, but nice to be at home. I know a home game week three. But, you know, you look at a 12-game season, and you play the first two on the road, so that means you're going to be half and half at home for the rest of the way, you know, with five home games, five road games in the back 10. And you've been really tough to beat here at home at Strawberry Stadium since you in your tenure here at Southeastern. And your team just seemed to respond and play very well on Saturday night.
They did. I think they are. You know, we'd like to go 6-6 home and away, but just doesn't work out that way. I think it's so important for our guys to be exposed to the community. And I know a lot of times you can't travel on the road. You don't have time to get to some of the places that we play at. But the opportunity for them to play here is that's what I don't want anybody to miss. So, you know, bless you for coming. Appreciate you coming and appreciate the noise, man. You made some good noise. It was good. It was fun. You know, anytime you have a game like that, obviously it's fun. A lot of stuff to cheer about, a lot of stuff like that. And it was a good time. We had fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And to get a Division I opponent out of the SWAC to come in here to Hammond. Yeah. And, you know, we haven't played a lot of those, you know, the last couple of years. And nice to see Mississippi Valley on the schedule. I think we played them, you know, back when football first returned 20 years ago. But it was good to have them back on the schedule. They're under a new head coach, a former NFL player. And they're in a transition period.
Yes.
But I thought we played really well. And I thought we started really fast in this game. And really got the momentum and kind of got it over early in this football game on Saturday.
Yeah, the turnovers early on, right? Yep. Gave us short fields, and then you get the turnovers, but then you turn them into touchdowns. I think this is probably, you know, go back over my tenure here, one of the most complete games that we played since I've been here, offense, defense, special teams. When you look at how clean it was, offensively we had one penalty, and I don't think it should have been called, and zero turnovers. We scored 7 out of the first 8 possessions, all touchdowns. Special teams-wise, returned a punt for a touchdown, blocked a punt, 8 for 8 on extra points. We had a kickoff return. We nullified them in the had a 49-yard punt. They got 0 return yards. Defensively, I think it was 164 yards, 3 points. Just dominated the line of scrimmage. So our team is really playing well off each other, and that's what there's been some times in the past. One side is really, it's usually been offense, it's been a lot more lopsided, and it's defensively hasn't been there. Now defense is caught up, offense is playing off of that, and it's, I think we're going back and forth and complementing each other really well.
Coach, I saw you after the game have a really long exchange with Terrell Buckley, the coach from Mississippi Valley State. And it's kind of been a theme. You know, you look around a lot of the HBCUs around the country, a lot of former NFL players. You know, Michael Vick's coaching the team right now, Eddie George coaching the team, obviously Deion Sanders, what he did there at Jackson State. But it seems to be kind of a trend. And your thoughts on some of those guys getting in the coaching ranks?
They've got so much wisdom to impart on those young men. And I think it's good. People go, well, they're jumping right in and getting a head job. Well, that's good. That's okay. What was humbling about that from his standpoint, he said, can I call you? I don't know exactly what I'm doing here, and I need some help, and I got to reach out to somebody who can help. And I said, get your pen and paper out. Let's go. And he pulled it out, and we started talking, and he wrote my phone number down, an email address, and we went back and forth a little bit today. And he's looking to stay there and create something there. He said it's a place that Hasn't had success in a long time. And he really wants to bring success there. And he knows, he feels like he knows what it takes, but he's not sure how to get there. He knows where he wants to go, but he's not sure of the path. And he just wanted to know what I was doing and how I did it and what we did when I first came in here. And he kind of knew the background of what we did and what we've done. And he wants to kind of pick my brain from that standpoint. So it's, you know, when you look at people like that and you go, oh, yeah, College Football Hall of Fame, NFL player, he's just riding on his own. He really wants to work and make it a successful program. And you definitely respect that, and you hope, and you want to help him. Somebody's helped me along the way. Everybody's got some help, you know, moving on, and I want to help him.
I know a lot of times that handshake at the end is just kind of quick, but I saw y'all have a really
sometimes you don't like the other guy, right? So you just get out of there, and especially if you kick his ass, then you really want to get out of there. Or when he kicked yours, too. But with him, it was we talked a little bit before the game and then afterwards had a really good conversation, so it was pretty cool.
Coach, talk to me about Jalen DiMaggio. I thought he had a really good game in this one, 82 yards, 4 catches, 3 touchdowns. And he's a guy that, you know, he looks different. I mean, he's a big-body receiver for us. And,
yeah.
And I know, you know, against Murray State, he didn't quite have the game he wanted, had a couple of drops in that game. But, you know, we were there at your press conference today. I saw him down on the field on the jugs gun and working. And
that was today.
Yeah, today.
At noon, he was down there on the field catching jugs. That's right.
But this is a young man, you know, out of Como High School over in Lafayette that I just feel like if we're going to get where we want to go, we need production out of him. And it was really nice to see a good game for him on Saturday.
He did. You know, Murray State, Jalen's always been one of the hardest workers on the team. And when your best players are your hardest workers, you got something special. And we've got that in him. But he didn't play well against Murray State. He had 3 drops. One of them was in the end zone. You know, just he was so disappointed after the game. He was happy we won, but he was so disappointed in his efforts. And last week was – you saw him, man. He was locked in and focused. Not that he hadn't always been. He's always been that way. Just had a bad game. And this week I told him, I said, look, it's coming to you. We're going to get you the ball. You figure out what you're going to do. You're going to knock it down or you're going to catch it and run. And he said, just get it there. You'll see. And that's why I was just so happy for him. You know, he's such a great kid. It's his junior year. He's been playing. Plays a lot of snaps. Does a great job blocking. Very unselfish player and a great leader in the locker room. He's a guy that next year, you know, we hope we can hold on to him, right, with the NIL stuff. So it's – I don't know. He's just a special person. He's always had a place in my heart.
Absolutely. Lions win big, 56-3 over Mississippi Valley State. Lions had 457 yards of offense. They held Mississippi Valley to 164. And, Coach, you've really played good defense through the first 3 games. And I know going into the season, you know, that was we thought that was going to be a strength of this team. You know, the way the defensive line is playing, your secondary is playing, your linebackers are all over the field. Another impressive performance by them. And 2 weeks in a row, you've really taken the ball away from the opposition, causing turnovers. And I know in today's era, you got to turn them over. And you've been able to do that the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we have. I think they've done a good job. You know, we're running around. We got good depth. So we're keeping fresh guys on the field, and I think that helps itself a whole bunch. And then you look at the complement of that offensively. We've held the ball almost 33 minutes a game, so we're keeping them off the field. The last 2 weeks defensively, they've only played in – the snaps have been in the 50s. And when you can do that, man, that's just so good for your team, not only for that game but for the rest of the season, because it's not the wear and tear that you would get. And then offensively, you know, we're just picking up first downs left and right and converting. We're at 55% on the season. Again, scoring touchdowns. There's just a lot of stuff that's going on right now that's really good. I think the creativity we have on offense is allowing us to do some stuff, getting inside the chains. And in defense, we're getting great field position off of those guys. So good things are happening right now.
Yeah, over 50% on third down. You're going to win a lot of games if you do that.
That's in tops in the nation. I mean, when you do something like that, you know, we've never been that high. So for us to be up there right now, we're doing some really good things on that side of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to take a break here in just a moment as we got a lot more to cover from this game. We're going to talk about some of the special teams plays, some of the guys that got in at the end of the game. We're going to cover that throughout our program. Before we get to the break, though, I want to comment on this, because I thought our department did a really good job. Look, everyone knows there's construction going on right now at the stadium.
Yeah.
And I think everyone was a little curious, what was that going to look like? You know, you have the temporary scoreboard down there. They had the speakers that were moved to the other side of the stadium. Y'all are coming out. you know, running out a different way to get to the locker room. There's a lot of growth going on right now at the stadium, but I really thought our staff and the department did a really good job of keeping our great game day experience with all of the things that could be cause a problem with all the construction going on.
Yeah, you know, there's after the game was over with, you know, I see crews and the medical staff, and we talk to the security people and go over some things. And I meet with some of the guys on the staff and then some of the players and media. So I'm there for a while, but then right at the end, it kind of calms down. And I got on my phone and I texted Tom Dawsey. And if y'all don't know Tom, he's been around a long time. Tom's head of facilities and everything else. And he basically masterminded this whole thing. And I texted him, told him how much I appreciated what he had done for that. That I know that it probably didn't go perfect for him. You know how it is. If you're not in the middle of it, you really can't see it. But that maybe it didn't go perfect for him. But from our standpoint, how smooth everything was, how great, what a great job that he did, and how much we appreciated the communication and transparency that entire week leading up to that game. You know, everything from where the gates were going to be, where we were going to walk in, the time we needed to get out there, where we were going to run to, what the score, everything. Well, I mean, he and I walked over that entire thing so that we could prepare our team. And that's what it's all about. It's about communication and transparency and doing the things that you know that are right. And he did all it was absolutely awesome, spectacular. And, yeah, I want to give him a shout-out, man. Yeah. He did a great job. And I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, look, and the other point of this is, look, it's not going to be perfect. Because but it's part of the progress.
Right? Part of the progress, absolutely.
Yeah. But you know what? I thought they did a great job with the game day atmosphere there on Saturday. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll have more. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Coach Frank Selfo, presented by Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
Mealy Printing is a proud supporter of Southeastern Athletics. Mealy Printing has served the North Shore, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge metro areas for over 35 years with an emphasis on meeting customer expectations and firm deadlines. Mealy Printing offers both digital and offset printing solutions and specializes in various types of marketing, statement, and variable data campaigns. Check them out online at mealyprinting.com. Mealy Printing, proudly supporting Southeastern Athletics. Line up.
School zones ensure our children's safety when they arrive and leave from school. I'm Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker reminding you to be aware of the school zone signs and please slow down and drive the speed limit. School zones are busy, so please be alert for students crossing the street, boarding and getting off buses, and getting into other vehicles. Also, as always, stay off your cell phones when driving. And for all of our students and staff, let's have a safe and successful school year.
Hey Lions fans, this is Bo Gray again with Supreme Toyota and Hampton. Not only can you always expect more from your Supreme Toyota family, but expect more green and gold this football season. The green you'll save on all new Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, and the gold championship trophy the Lions will be playing hard for this year. So line up with Supreme Toyota, Cajun 107.1, and the Highway 104.7 before every home game live from Friendship Circle. So go green, go gold, and go Lions!
Lock and load your magazine.
Apocalypse Sports, your one-stop shop for all your gun, ammo, and accessory needs and wants. Featuring SIG, Dana Defense, Glock, Vortex Optics, and many more. What's that? Looking for somewhere to fire them off?
Places, collector, switch to
semi. Apocalypse Sports Gun Range is now open, welcoming walk-ins and offering monthly and annual range passes. Go check them out today on the I-55 Service Road in Ponchatoula.
Welcome back. This is Inside Southeastern Football with head coach Frank Selfo, presented by Brady's. We're live at Brady's happy hour all day and night here on Mondays. Also 99 Cent Wings. They got Monday Night Football going on in here. It's a great atmosphere for our program, and we're so glad for everyone that's came out here tonight. And we invite you, if you haven't been to a show this year, you're listening to us on the radio right now, come on out. Always a great crowd. Good food, good drinks, good conversation right here at Brady's. Again, I'm Alan Waddell. I'm joined by the football coach here, Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo. Southeastern wins 56-3 on Saturday night against Mississippi Valley State. Lions have 457 yards. They hold the Delta Devils to only 164 yards. Random trivia question. Mississippi Valley State, the home of Jerry Rice, for those that don't remember that. But Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State as the Lions took care of business, moved to 2-1 on the season. As Coach, getting back into this game a little bit, and this has been a topic all year. You know, you're playing two quarterbacks. I thought both guys played really well in this game, and I'll ask you that. You know, did you hope at this point one would kind of separate from the other, or are you happy that they're both really playing well? I mean, what's your thought process right now with the quarterback position?
You don't have hope. You hope they play well, right? That position performs. And again, we play at least two guys at every position. There's not one position on a team where one guy plays the entire time. So the second, or whoever the other guy is, has to play well. And both quarterbacks have played well. I thought they both took steps again forward, and that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to keep getting better and better as the season goes on. And we took a step. We were, you know, week one, we were a little, I thought, you know, I had some issues. Week two, I saw some improvement. Week three, I saw growth again. And looking forward again as we go towards, as the season goes on, we continue to grow. I have zero expectations as to who I want to start and who I want to back up and what I want. I want those guys to perform, do what they're supposed to do, win their job to do it. And if we do that, we get the results that we want as a team.
And look, this is no, you know, surprise to how you've operated here. You've done this with other situations. I don't know, though, of all the years where you've played two guys, that you've played them almost right down the middle, though. I mean, they're playing almost exactly 50% of the time, each of them right now. And is that something that you expect to continue? Or, again, do you expect it to be like in maybe years past where they both play, but one's playing a majority of the time?
Well, I think I wish I could tell you that. I don't have a crystal ball, but where it's going to happen is how the flow of the game.
Yeah.
The flow of the game might take us one way. And guys can tell you that it played the position. There's going to be some times where a quarterback's just not having it that day. He's just not feeling it. He's struggling that day. And it might be one of them, and then the other one might get more reps, right? He might be doing good or doing well. And it might go the other way. I hope that doesn't happen either one of them. Sometimes it happens when you're playing every snap of every game and you're going through it, and then there's a lull. A lot of times that I've found is that when guys are rotating, moving guys in and out of the lineup, they have a chance to go back to the sidelines, take a deep breath, take a look at what's going on, listen to the other one getting coached and watching what's happening on the field, and it rejuvenates them. And that's what happens. I think that's what happens sometimes. So I'm looking for that. But could there be a time when one guy plays a bunch? Absolutely. It happened, I think, in 19 when Chasen was just wasn't having it. Cole was having a great game. Cole stayed in, and we won 34-0. Cole was the national player of the week.
Yeah,
you see up there. And so that could happen. But the next week, Chasen was a starter again. But it's just sometimes it's how the game is going.
Tell me about Tristan Goodley. This is a young man that, you know, another Louisiana product that we've seen, you know, we've seen flashes, but I feel like, you know, the last couple of weeks he's really turning on as well. And I feel like our receiver group is just getting better and better.
They are.
And we're much more complete this year at the receiver position than we were a year ago. You know, a lot of these same guys, but I just feel like there's more guys this year. Last year it was, hey, where's Darius Lewis? We got to take him away. You know, this year, I don't know who you're trying to take away. I mean, there's a lot of receivers out there that can be productive.
And Tristan had a good game the other night. I think his deal has been finding his niche. Where can he be? And then the confidence to do that. He didn't play last year. He had to sit out academic casualty. He had a choice what he wanted to do. Sat down with his dad. Talked to his dad a long time. We had great conversations. And his dad said, I want him there. It's a great – he needs to grow up, be a man, and handle his business. And it was a – you know, it's one of those things when you go, well, you know, kids today – no. It's the parents today, how they're raising their kids. And his dad does it the right way. And that's why you're seeing what's happening with Tristan, doing well academically, starting to emerge on the field. And you're going to see great things happen for this year and the next as he continues to grow. He's raised the right way. He's doing things the right way. And that's why you're going to see him advance in this game. He's just fun to watch right now. And he's got a load of talent. It's just going to take a little bit of time. Yeah. But you're starting to see it. You're starting to see, you know, bits and pieces of it.
He's
right
one
now.
Of those guys, as a spectator, looks like he got to take the top off.
Yeah, you know? Get ready now. He can go. Well, you know, even on Jalen's touchdown, he had won on the post route. He was open on the post. Carson had to move a little bit, so he was late getting to it, and then he felt like, you know, Jalen flashed, and he hit him with that. But Tristan ran a great corner post route that he was wide open, beat the corner, and Yeah, he can take the top off.
At the opening of the show, I talked about we had a punt return for a touchdown to Kai Joseph, the sophomore, right there from East St. John down in reserve. And, you know, when I got this stat passed to me, it's hard to believe that the last punt return we've had for a touchdown was in 2019, Devontae Williams against Nichols right here in Strawberry Stadium. And because, again, Darius was such a good punt returner. But right now it just seems to me like we haven't really figured out who's going to be back there. I mean, we've had a few guys that have kind of auditioning for that position right now.
Yeah.
I guess tell us where we're at there in the return game in that punt return, because we've seen Brandon Hayes. We've seen Kentrell Prejean. We've seen Dekai Joseph.
Jordan Williams coming back that night, which is a good problem, right? Last year, all we had was Darius. We really didn't feel like we had somebody back there that you could put somebody else. And now it's a competition, right? We thought Brandon might be able to do it. Yeah, wasn't pleased. Okay. Kate Cantrell went back there, had a chance for a couple of returns, didn't quite get it. Okay, Jordan, you jump back in there. And Dekai get back in there. He houses one, and then he takes another one back 20-something yards. So when we open up, you'll probably see Dekai back there at punt return. You know, he's won the job, so let's see what he can do for now. Let's give it to him and let him go for a little while. Who's hot? Who's not? It's competition every day, man. Let's go.
Absolutely. Again, Dekai Joseph with the 70-yard punt return. Had almost 100 yards in return yardage and a touchdown. Yeah. I said, man, he's going to be a shoo-in for a special teams player of the week. I think somebody in the conference had like two block kicks or something. So we got outvoted there in the conference for special teams player of the week.
Well, that's Kimmler's job.
He put him up.
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't there.
But, look, Coach, another thing about this game is certainly, you know, had the big lead at halftime, 42-3. You go out and you extend it there in the third quarter. A lot of guys played in this game. I know you're excited about that. You always have talked about, since we've been here, you know, developing depth. These guys, they work hard during the week. But the thing is, it's really hard for you and your staff to call the dogs off because everybody plays. And we saw that there late in the game as well.
Yeah, you saw guys playing early, too, first, second quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
We saw a lot of guys. We're rotating a lot of guys in, and we've done that the first 3 weeks, and we'll do it again on this coming Saturday. It's important for guys to gain valuable game experience and situational stuff, not just at the end of the game taking a knee or, you know, running the clock out. It's important that those guys get a chance to play and see some stuff game plan wise that they've been studying, because it helps us to know what they can carry from the game plan into the game itself. And certain guys struggle with that, right? But we got to figure out who they are. And those guys really did a good job, man. In fact, Evan Aubrey, I said it today, he had a sack fumble on the second possession. He's a freshman, hadn't played hardly much this year. And we said, let's get him in early and let's see what he can do, because he's practiced really well. And he did a good job, got in there and got that. And, you know, so I think things like that, you start to see those guys emerge. And that's what's fun to watch, Alan. You know, when you recruit and you're seeing guys as freshmen and sophomores, and then they get to start growing up, and you go, man, this is pretty cool to watch these guys get big.
Lions win 56-3 against Mississippi Valley State. A total team effort in this one. It seemed like just excelled all over the field, offensively, defensively, special teams. A lot of guys played. As man, I know that was a great way to open up the home season at Strawberry Stadium.
It was. It was fun.
All right, let's take a break. We come back, we'll have more. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Coach Frank Selfo, presented and live here at Brady's in downtown Hammond on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
Creighton Townsend Homes is a proud sponsor of Southeastern Athletics. If you would like a custom-built home on your property, call Creighton Townsend Homes at 985-419-9883. Creighton Townsend Homes, I-12 and Airport Road in Hammond.
I'm Tangipahoa Parish President Robbie Miller, and now that hurricane season is here, it's time to get prepared, and we want to help. Team Tangi has created a great hurricane preparedness checklist with important phone numbers, social media contacts, a hurricane tracking chart, and a QR code to sign up for emergency alerts. Let's get prepared and pray our area is spared from hurricanes this year. You can pick up your hurricane chart at any parish government office, any library branch, and the local chambers of commerce. I'm Robbie Miller, encouraging you to make a hurricane plan. For more information, visit tangipahoa.org.
It's game time and there's no room for fumbles. Haven't you lived with hearing loss long enough? I'm Dr. Jenny Dunnington at Slint Hearing and Balance Center, and we're here to help you make the winning play. Whether it's the roar of the crowd or the call of the ref, don't miss a single moment this season. Our team is ready to tackle your hearing loss and get you back into the game of life. So give me a call at Slint Hearing and Balance, 985-273-5795, or visit us at slinthearing.com, because you deserve to hear the final score.
What does it mean to be your largest locally owned bank? It means being more than a bank. Gulf Coast Bank & Trust is a partner, neighbor, and advocate for local success, from healthcare to education to energy and everything in between. Large and small businesses alike, we fuel growth and progress with smart banking solutions. Because when local businesses succeed, we all succeed. Want a bank that cares about you? Get to know Gulf Coast Bank & Trust and let's make it happen. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Creighton Townsend Homes is a proud sponsor of Southeastern Athletics. If you would like a custom-built home on your property, call Creighton Townsend Homes at 985-419-9883. Creighton Townsend Homes, I-12 and Airport Road in Hammond.
All right, welcome back. Halfway home here on Inside Southeastern Football with head coach Frank Selfo, presented and live here at Brady's in downtown Hammond. A reminder here at Brady's, it's happy hour all day, all night here on Mondays, plus 99-cent wings. We invite you to come out for a show. I'm Al Waddell. I'm joined by the head football coach here, Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo. Southeastern winners this week, knock off Mississippi Valley State 56-3 in a dominating performance, held the Delta Devils to only 164 yards of total offense. We do this every week. We always have our community spotlight as Coach Selfo invites a guest to come on and join our program for a few minutes here and catch us up on what's going on with their business and also what's inside the program. Very good friend of mine, somebody I've known for a long time, Scott Henderson. Scott, thanks for being here, man. I know you're a busy man. You got a bunch of your hands in a bunch of things. Salad Station, Tommy's. Thanks for being here, man. Tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, and no, I'm glad to be here with two good friends. You know, Coach has been good to us, and we try to give back to the community every time we can. And Alan, I was actually just thinking about this earlier, but how long have you been doing this for?
A long time. I don't know. 15 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
One of my other restaurants, Buddy's Bar and Grill, I remember when I first opened that, the coaches show, the baseball, football shows were there, and it's been a long time since then. So, you know, through different coaches and different programs, Alan's always done this show, and I think that's...
they haven't fired me yet.
Well, I mean, you know, people like Alan, that's what makes Southeastern special and keeps Southeastern growing, so... Alan's a really close friend I went to high school with, and what he's done for the program, you know, is I've always admired to and appreciated for.
Well, I appreciate that, those words. And Scott, tell us what's going on, man. I know that, you know, it always makes me happy to hear when I have a friend from out of town that'll call me and say, man, we just had a really cool restaurant open up called the Salad Station. Tell us about your growth, man. I know this is something that you started right here in Hammond, and y'all have exploded this thing. And tell us about how many franchises are out there and what's going on with Salad Station.
It started right here in Hammond in 2012, and we've grown to five or six or maybe seven different states and 30-something location, a lot of those franchises with a few more to grow. So, yeah, that's kind of my day job. I tell people that's my full-time job. About a year ago, Tommy's Pizza, a landmark of Hammond that's been around since I was, you know, I grew up eating at Tommy's. And when you think of Hammond, you think of Tommy's Pizza. And I'm not shy to say over the last, you know, 8 or 10 years, probably wasn't the best product. And so we really, that was like a passion project. I didn't think I would ever get back into that type of restaurant business, but really wanted to bring Tommy's back to its glory days for the city of Hammond. And that's been about a year ago, and it's been a good journey for us. You know, yes, I think last night alone, I think the tennis, Southeastern tennis team had some recruits in town, ate dinner there with recruits, and, you know, to see Southeastern athletics there all the time, it's kind of why we do that. So we're really proud of that and hope to continue growing that.
I love what you did with the building, too, with all the Southeastern memorabilia and the old pictures in there, and you've done a really nice job in there. We had it yesterday. We had it for the family there on Sunday after church, and always good to have have a good pizza there from Tommy's. And Coach, bring you in here for talk about Scott for a moment. And I know that one of the big initiatives in the offseason was Feed the Lions. And
sure,
you got all guys on board, and I know that Scott's been part of that.
Yeah, I walked in there, made an appointment with him, and met him over at Tommy's one day and explained to him what we were trying to do was help our guys out, somehow just get something going. He looked at me and he said, "Are you kidding me?" Yes, whatever. He said, "But I got to be able to do more. I can do more than that." And I said, "Well, okay, I'll tap into you next time. But right now, that's what I need." And he threw in Salad Station and Tommy's. And he's been like everybody else. And this is, I think people need to hear this. He's been like everybody else in the community. When asked, they've been more than willing to get involved. And, Southeastern means a lot to Hammond. Hammond means a lot to Southeastern. And people like him have done things for us, and it's just been awesome. Thursdays, our coaches eat pizza on Thursday nights. We're getting it from Tommy's Pizza. It's just so good to when you realize that it's humbling when people want to do things and are more than happy to do things for you and how much you appreciate it. And Scott's been more than willing to do things for us.
I think when Coach came to me, I think he said he wanted to get a couple of restaurants involved, three or four, and now to see how many restaurants are 18. Involved. It's 18. Unbelievable. And
I told him my goal was, 3 to 5 if I can, Scott. And he said, come on, man. And I ended up, now we got 18. There's 18 restaurants here that are doing this for us. And that, yeah. I mean, come on.
And Scott, we've always talked about this, some of our private conversations about, one of the unique things about Hammond is you have a lot of restaurants that aren't chains.
Yeah.
That are individual standalone, and I think that's one of the things about the downtown area. And you've been in downtown, obviously, with the Salad Station, and when you had Buddies, that was on the other side of town. But now here at here at Tommy's, tell us about being a part of that downtown where you can literally, hey, where do I want to eat, and you can walk in about a 2-block radius and eat just about any type of dining you want right here in Hammond.
Yeah, Hammond's a special place. The Hammond downtown's special, and you have to really go outside of Hammond to realize how special it is for Hammond. And I think as we bring in recruits and people from outside the area, it's a selling point for the university, for athletics, and it's special, and we're proud to be a part of it. I will say that, Southeastern is such an economic driver for downtown specifically, and I hope it just continues to go that way. We need it to go that way, but it's Southeastern is so impactful to the downtown businesses.
Well, I would also imagine, and I don't know your numbers, but I would imagine as far as workforce as well. How much of your workforce, whether it be Salad Station, whether it be at Tommy's, whether it be with your mom and dad with Berrytown Produce, how many Southeastern students are helping your workforce?
I don't know the percentage, but it's got to be 60 or 70%. It's over 50% at least, especially the servers. And you mentioned Berrytown, the cashiers at Berrytown. It's a really high percentage.
Alan, we recruiting, it twists and turns, right? And we started recruiting this kid. And I don't know if I can name him yet. I think I got to wait till a certain time. He could name him. But he said, "Hey, I think I can help you with him." And I said, "All right, well, help me with him. We really like this kid." And sure enough, he commits to us. And now he's in the boat with us. And he's a local guy. And come to find out, he's related to another local guy, right?
Yeah.
And so he can talk about him. I don't think I can comment on him publicly until after the signing date, but we're sure happy to have him.
Yeah, my godson. Backstory, my family is my mom's side is Lyusa, so from Lyusa Produce Farm. My godson is a senior football player at Oak Forest, plays linebacker, Brant Lyusa, and he is committed to play at Southeastern. So.
I didn't say that. I heard that's a rumor. I don't know.
We think, if anything, the attendance will go up when he comes and plays at Southeastern.
Yeah, we just got to keep Kevin in check in the stands, right?
Yeah, just got to keep Kevin alive.
This is Scott Henderson. He's done a lot for our community. Obviously, he's been part of a lot of economic growth with different enterprises. He talked about the farm with that side of the family, Berrytown Produce. Obviously, the Salad Station, that's spreading all over the southern United States, and then now the most recent venture with Tommy's Pizza. Scott, thank you so much for being here, man.
First time I met Scott was at Gnarly Barley. We drank beer together. And I'm telling you, this is a cool town. People don't realize it. Just get out every now and then.
All right, Scott, thanks for being here, man. Appreciate
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Enjoyed it. All right, Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, presented by Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by North Shore Media Group.
When it comes to protecting what you love, you want an insurance agent that cares more. Cares more about your world, more about what you need. And that's exactly what you'll get with Ponchatoula Allstate agent Colby McCurdy. An agent who doesn't just know what it's like to live in Ponchatoula, but one who wants to protect life here as much as you do. Contact Ponchatoula Allstate agent Colby McCurdy for your free quote today. Allstate, you're in good hands. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Hey, tailgaters, want to be MVP of game day? Head over to Boning's Markets to stock up on chips, dips, and all your favorite munchies. Fire up the grill with barbecue essentials or grab a sandwich tray from the deli for a quick win. Need dessert? Cookies and cakes from the bakery are always a crowd pleaser. And for drinks, beer, wine, and specialty liquors, they've got those too. Stop by one of their four convenient locations today. Petico, Ponchatoula, Robert, and Laranger. Visit boningsmarkets.com. Or follow them on Facebook for all the specials.
It's kickoff time at Bill Hood Hyundai, and we're bringing unbeatable deals all season long. I'm Scott Navarro at Bill Hood Hyundai. Football season means we've got championship deals on every car in stock. Come see the all-new 26 Hyundai Palisade, or take advantage of 0% financing on all remaining Palisades and Santa Fe's. So don't fumble the savings. Rush into Bill Hood Hyundai today, or visit us online at BillHoodHyundai.com. It's good!
School zones ensure our children's safety when they arrive and leave from school. I'm Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker reminding you to be aware of the school zone signs and please slow down and drive the speed limit. School zones are busy, so please be alert for students crossing the street, boarding and getting off buses, and getting into other vehicles. Also, as always, stay off your cell phones when driving. And for all of our students and staff, let's have a safe and successful school year.
All right, welcome back. This is Inside Southeastern Football with head coach Frank Selfo, presented by Brady's and the Southeastern Sports Radio Network. What you got there, coach? Yeah, you're tapping me here.
Yeah, I gotta thank, you know, when I first got here, I'm not sure how it came up, but somebody asked me what my favorite candy bar was when I got, and that was 8 years ago. How about that? I've been here 8 seasons, man. Pretty awesome. But they asked me, and I said, Snickers. I mean, it's just head and shoulders. Got chocolate, caramel, nuts. I mean, it's head and shoulders above everything. And so somebody brought me some tonight. They remembered. And I started checking around. And I go, you know, it was Ronald back there, man. Please give Ronald a round of applause.
Don't wipe those out tonight, now.
Nah, huh?
Don't wipe those out tonight.
No, I'm not. But I also remember, too, I think a year or two later, I got a bunch of Snickers, right? I mean, every week it was piles of Snickers. And then I finally said, I like cabs. I like red wine, too. But Keith Woody stopped by and he says, okay, I got you. And he brought a bottle of wine over one night. So I still like wine.
Least,
I love Snickers.
At least you know people are paying attention when you're talking.
Yeah, I know. But I also want to say, Ronald, I don't know if you even know about it. We have, you know, to get in the game, the NIL stuff that we're doing, the $25 a month is really going good. And every time we reach a certain milestone, I get one of the players to come in. We get the list of all the donors. And, of course, they don't know anybody on the list, right? And I go, pick out whoever you want. And some of them, one of them closed their eyes, and then one of them said that one. And they did it. And the first week, we gave away 2 season tickets. And Mr. Hal Lamb, who I've never met before, won a 2 season ticket. So he's got 2 season tickets, and we're happy to do that because he was donated. He was on the list. This past time, we said we're going to give away 2 tickets to the LSU Southeastern LSU game. And they came in there, and they went, boom. And I went, oh, my God, this is awesome. And it was Ronald Valentine. Did you even know you won? It's been all over the internet. We posted it on it. I'm going to have to get all your information. Give him a round of applause, though.
All right.
He was on the donation list, and his name popped up. We put it up on social media. You don't follow me on InstaFax or whatever it is, huh? No, you don't do that. I don't either. I don't know how to get to it either. So you got it?
Before we get to the players of the week, I know we got to run through these here in just a moment, but I got to ask you this. Speaking of the you know, the Twitter and the X and the Instagram. Yeah. I got to hear about your dance moves. Tell me about that. The dance move, the Shake It Off challenge.
This is like the greatest thing ever. Of course, I'm not very good at any of this stuff, but there's a little girl, Irma Clark, that's at the lab school. She's in my grandson's class, and she got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Beautiful family. She's got a little brother. I think it's 1 or 1.5. My daughter-in-law and her her mom are very good friends, and they started a GoFundMe page, and they wanted to do a she's a big Taylor Swift fan. All right, so I had to learn some stuff. Taylor Swift was never famous till she started dating Travis Kelce, right? We all know that. And then, then she said, we're going to do this. We're going to do a Shake It Off for Irma, and I want you to participate. And I was like, oh, boy. But it's my daughter-in-law, and I got 2 sons, and if I had a girl, she owns everything. So I said, absolutely, we'll do it. Well, I challenged, so we did it. We posted a video for Irma, and it's got a GoFundMe page on it. It's starting to raise money, but it's going all over the place, which I never would have thought that would have happened. But I challenged 3 people in it. I challenged Nick Foles, and Nick Foles did his Shake It Off video, and he's got it on Instagram now for Irma. He said, hey, man, we're shaking it off for Irma. He's got his dog with him, and he's doing that. And then I contacted the Mannings, and Cooper posted his today. Cooper posted with a bunch of kids, so they're doing it. They're involved. They're raising money for her. And then the third one, I'm waiting on it. Talked to him today, is Robbie Miller, Tangipahoa Parish President. So if you get a chance, put a little bit of pressure on him about, hey, man, you're in tall cotton. Let's get this thing going. So it's a pretty cool deal. So if you get a chance just to support it, or if you want to do it, and tag 3 people on it and challenge them to it. It's kind of like the Ice Bucket Challenge from a few years back. It really went viral. We got word today that every time she looks at it, just it's all brings a smile to her face. So they moved up to Memphis. They've quit their jobs here. They moved straight to Memphis, and they're living up there at St. Jude's. And so we pray for them.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. So, yeah. So that happened today.
All right, let's run through our players of the week against Mississippi Valley State. We're going to start on the defensive side of the football. Our Murphy Seafood, Sam, and Chris Santora, defensive player of the week. This week, Caleb Proctor, senior defensive lineman from Oak Grove, Louisiana. 1.5 tackles for loss, a sack, and he's part of the Southeastern defense that limited Mississippi Valley State to 164 yards and only 9 first downs. And Caleb, look, we know what Caleb's about. I mean,
maybe his best game. His grade on PFF was they grade all the players across the country was extremely high, one of the highest grades in the country this week.
Murphy Seafoods, Sam and Chris Santora, offensive player of the week, Jalen DiMaggio, the junior wide receiver from Lafayette. We talked about him earlier, 4 catches, 82 yards, 3 touchdowns. Our first line to have 3 touchdown receptions in a single game since Austin Mitchell, one of the all-time greats here at Southeastern. That was back in 2017 versus UIW. Our Murphy Seafoods, Sam and Chris Santora, special teams player of the week is Dekai Joseph, sophomore wide receiver from Reserve, Louisiana. East St. John High School returned his punt for 70 yards for a touchdown. And, again, the first line to return a punt for a score since Devontae Williams in 2019.
All 3 of those guys from Louisiana, man. They came here, wanted to be here, and they stayed here, and they're here, man. It's pretty cool.
Coach, a couple of minutes before we get to our next break, I want you to introduce us to our guys over here to your left in the booth, our Gayran Insurance defensive, offensive, special teams, scout team players of the week, and then our academic line of the week.
Yeah, that's my favorite group over here, man. And the first one is our defensive scout team player of the week from Live Oak High School right down the road, Gabe Harvey, freshman out of Live Oak, man.
All right.
Wave, Gabe, wave.
Are they wearing those wings out over there?
Are you waving? He didn't wave. Wave, wave. He's the white guy in the corner. Come on, wave, Gabe. Jesus, what are you doing? All right, our scout team player of the week, the offensive scout team player of the week from right over there in Baton Rouge, Struma High School, Kyrie Paul.
All right.
Yep. Our Gayran Insurance Scout Team Player of the Week on special teams is from Gonzales, Camden Womack. Camden's a big hunter, so if y'all want to go hunting or something like that, he can take you hunting. He's a big-time guy there. It's my favorite, though. It's our Academic Leading Lion of the Week. It's somebody who showed the most progress academically, getting his stuff in, doing the things you need to do. I'll introduce him, and then I'll tell you, from Riverside Academy, he played a bunch this past week, too, Amari Alexander. And Some things come easy to some people. Academics is not something that comes easy. He's got to work his butt off to do that, and that's what he's doing. And that's what's pretty good, right? When people can excel in what they're not good at, and that's what makes it so special for him.
Well, thank you so much, Coach, and congratulations to all those players that are our Players of the Week. Let's take our final break. We come back and we'll turn the page. We'll talk about LSU this weekend as the Lions will take the trip over to Baton Rouge for a 6:55 kickoff at Tiger Stadium. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Head Coach Frank Selfo, presented and live here at Brady's on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
I'm Tangipahoa Parish President Robbie Miller, and now that hurricane season is here, it's time to get prepared, and we want to help. Team Tangi has created a great hurricane preparedness checklist with important phone numbers, social media contacts, a hurricane tracking chart, and a QR code to sign up for emergency alerts. Let's get prepared and pray our area is spared from hurricanes this year. You can pick up your hurricane chart at any parish government office, any library branch, and the local chambers of commerce. I'm Robbie Miller, encouraging you to make a hurricane plan. For more information, visit tangipahoa.org.
Lock and Load, your magazine.
Apocalypse Sports, your one-stop shop for all your gun, ammo, and accessory needs and wants. Featuring SIG, Dana Defense, Glock, Vortex Optics, and many more. What's that? Looking for somewhere to fire them off?
Places, collectors, switches, safe to semi.
Apocalypse Sports Gun Range is now open, welcoming walk-ins and offering monthly and annual range passes. Go check them out today on the I-55 Service Road in Ponchatoula.
Hey Lions fans, this is Bo Gray again with Supreme Toyota in Hammond. Not only can you always expect more from your Supreme Toyota family, but expect more green and gold this football season. The green you'll save on all new Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, and the gold championship trophy the Lions will be playing hard for this year. So lion up with Supreme Toyota, Cajun 107.1 and the Highway 104.7 before every home game live from Friendship Circle. So go green, go gold, and go Lions!
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a really big tree near your garage. Now, I'm on your garage and car.
And if you don't have the right insurance, the cost to fix this could leave you wishing money grew on trees. So bundle your home and auto with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
I'm Ponchatoula Allstate agent Colby McCurdy. Call or text my office today at 985-386-3538.
Based on coverage and limits selected, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Auto prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. This is Inside Southeastern Football with Head Coach Frank Selfo. I'm Alan Waddell. Thank you so much for joining us. We're live here at Brady's in downtown Hammond. 99 Cent Wings, happy hour all day and night. Come join us for a show here at Brady's. Just a couple of minutes left to go on our show as we turn the page from Mississippi Valley State and start looking at LSU this weekend as Southeastern will be over there in Baton Rouge for a 6:55 kickoff. The game will be televised on the SEC Network. And as always, you can listen to us right here on the Southeastern
Sports
Radio.
What time is the kickoff? 6:55?
They pushed it back 10 minutes. If you didn't know that, they did that today.
They didn't call me on that one.
6:55. So,
did we know that, Kimmler? Oh, I appreciate you letting me know. We didn't change the days, did we?
No, it's just still Saturday.
All right,
so our Behind Enemy Lines segment is always brought to you by the Lineup Collective. If you want to support Southeastern Athletics, the Lineup Collective is dedicated to increasing the potential of Southeastern Louisiana University's student-athletes through name, image, and likeness opportunities by enabling meaningful partnerships that offer both financial support and personal development. So you can check out more information at lineupcollective.com. Well, Coach, let's talk about this one just a bit. This will be your second trip to Baton Rouge in your tenure here at Southeastern.
Yeah.
You went back in 2018. Now you're going to go over there. They're ranked third in the country. They're 3-0 in the season. And this will be the highest-ranked opponent in the FBS that we've played since the program returned. But it's an opportunity for your program as far as getting eyes on the program and such like that. But I guess just your overall thoughts about going over there on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, in 2020, they didn't let you play football at all, right? A bunch of real smart people made some stupid decisions and shut down everything, and we couldn't even play. They took it all away from us. And I think you got to cherish every opportunity you can to play on a Saturday night in college football. It is such a special thing to be able to do that. I don't care where you play or who you play or anybody. It's just the opportunity to get out on the field, man, and do that because you only have 12. Some years you only have 11. This year we got 12. So you only have 12. And to be able to do that is just special. We get to do it in Baton Rouge. I think it's one of the most iconic places, and maybe the most iconic place in the country to go do it at. They've got an outstanding football program. Brian Kelly's one of the best coaches in the country, and his staff. I talked about a lot of them today. You know, on the staff, the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator. You know, Blake Baker, Joe Sloan, Frank Wilson's a running back coach. He and I've been go back to the '90s, back in New Orleans. I worked for him at UTSA. I mean, it's just so many good people, good friends on that program. Bower Sharp was a former Lion that's over there now. It's gonna be a deal where, you know, you get a chance to see a lot of people, but at the same time you're competing at the highest level, and who can't wrap their arms around that and cherish that? And we're not an outcome based program. We are a process based program. So our process this week is to get better than what we were last week. We want to grow. We grew some today. I want to grow again tomorrow. I want to grow again on Wednesday. What happens on Saturday, this 5 days is going to allow us to play better than what we did this past week on Saturday. The opponent has something to do with it, but it's going to allow us to grow. And then we do it again, starting again next week, and we do it all over again, and we continue to grow. We want to stack good days on other good days. We never want to take a step back, and I think that's part of the process that you got to go through. And you can't just throw your hands up and say, well, we're not going to get the results that we want. Why do we have to work so hard? And that's not it. It's a mindset that people have to wake up and say, we have to grow each and every week to get to where we want to go when the season's over with. And our goal is obviously to continue to play as the season goes on, not to stop at the end of 12 weeks, but to continue on past that. And this is just one of those things that we have to do during the course of the year.
And, Coach, obviously, you know, everybody gets fired up for this game. But ultimately the reality is, you start conference the next week. This is your final chance to get on the field before the games really start counting whenever UTRGV rolls into Hammond in 2 weeks. So what do you want to see out of this game as far as, you know, where you want to be for whenever you get when a conference opponent rolls in here next week?
I want to see the growth, the same thing that I wanted to see this past week. I wanted to see a clean game. I wanted to see us get better. I want us to minimize the penalties, the self-inflicted wounds. I don't want to turn the football over. I don't want negative yardage plays. I want to see us run to the football on defense. I want to maintain blocks and sustain blocks on offense. I want to execute things, checks at the line of scrimmage. That's what I want to see. I want to see the operation part of our game, because I think we're good enough to do some special things on the field.
Yeah.
And is it going to be good enough on Saturday? We'll find out when we play on Saturday. But if we didn't do it today, which we did, if we don't do it tomorrow and Wednesday, it doesn't matter. None of that. I can guarantee that it's not going to happen on Saturday. I can't guarantee that it will if we do all those things, but I can guarantee that it won't if we don't do those things during the course of the week. That's practice for us is everything, not the games. That's anticlimactic. There'll be excitement. There'll be all of that stuff for the games, but the practice for us is where the intensity is, and all those things will transfer over to the game on Saturday. But it's so critical for us to have a good week of practice.
Coach, I'll ask you this, too, before we get off the air here tonight. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, these type of games as far as a good one about this playing at FBS in Baton Rouge is there's no travel involved. You can just drive over there for the game.
Well, that saves money, right?
Right.
We got to pay the bills.
Absolutely. And you know, with the landscape of college football the way it is, who knows how much longer these games are going to happen? You know, because they're expanding their schedule, they're going to more SEC games, more you know, Power Four games. So you know, you have to kind of cherish these moments because you know how much longer is this going to be available?
Yeah, I don't know how much longer it will be, Alan. But I know that those Power Four teams are now becoming All Star teams. It's like a college baseball team playing a AAA ball club, because that's what it's about now. And those teams now, because of the ability to recruit and hold on to talent and pay talent with the budgets that they have, those teams are becoming stacked. We used to be able to have some guys that could play on their team, and we don't have as many anymore. And that's where the difference is. And that's why you're seeing some scores in the 70s, 60s, and 70s versus a lot of the FCS and even some of the FBS schools, the lower-level FBS schools, and you're seeing those things. And that's why sometimes it's tough to swallow as a coach that you're making money on the backs of these players when, you know, let's find another path. Let's find another program to go play instead of those guys. Let them play each other. Let's separate them. Let's have another one. We got our own national championship. Let's play within that one, and let's continue to do that. Let's see how we can progress that way and figure out a way to pay the bills a different way.
That's head football coach of your Southeastern Lions, Coach Frank Selfo. We're just about out of time here tonight. I want to thank our studio engineer, Ryan Toner, our on-site engineer, Logan Lyons, and as always, our producer of Lion Football, Richie Clark. We once again want to thank Brady's. Coach, what a great crowd here tonight.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for Brady's. Thank you.
And, Coach, just about a minute left before I say goodbye. Your final thoughts on the night as we say goodbye tonight. 56-3 winner this past week against Mississippi Valley State. You'll be on the road for your final non-conference game on Saturday night.
Yeah, come to Baton Rouge, man. I heard it's a pretty good place to play. I've been there a few times, so come on over there. Wear green. Don't wear gold. You'll mix in. Don't worry about it. They'll welcome you with open arms. They always do that. But wear green. Sit up there. Give us. Let's hear you as a section. Get as many people as we can. Let's see what we do. Let's see what we do. We'll see how it turns out, right? There's no guarantees how we're going to do it. I want to have a great week of practice this week, and then we'll see what happens on Saturday night. But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. I have no more tickets left. I got no more sideline passes. Please don't call. Don't ask. None of that stuff. We're good to go. Go buy them. Go get whatever you want. Ask Alan or Kemmler. They can help you out with that stuff. But I'm done. Robbie's going to ride bus 3 with us, and we're good to go. See you all on Saturday night in Tiger Stadium.
Have it. Join us for the pregame 6:15, 6:55 kickoff right here on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network. For Coach Frank Selfo, I'm Alan Waddell. We'll see you next time right here at Brady's on Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, presented and always on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group.
You've been listening to Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo, live from Brady's in downtown Hammond on the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group. Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo is brought to you by Brady's in downtown Hammond, Boning Supermarkets, Rindy's Quick Stop, the Bill Hood Import Corner, Bloomberg & Associates, Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff Gerald Sticker, Miele Printing, Supreme Toyota, Creighton Townsend Homes, Tangipahoa Parish President Robbie Miller, Apocalypse Sports, Slint Hearing and Balance Center, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, Allstate Agent Colby McCurdy, and Supreme Toyota. Inside Southeastern Football with Frank Selfo is a production of the Southeastern Sports Radio Network, powered by the North Shore Media Group, Cajun 107.1, the Highway 104.7, and the Boss 97.7 FM, 1400 AM WFPR. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to lion up.